Acadian Vanguard presents The Wrestling News in your daily wrestling newscast for Friday, January 27th, 2023. Good morning. I'm Mike Sempervivi. We begin with Ring of Honor news. The Jay Briscoe Tribute and Celebration of Life special was released yesterday for free on ROH's Honor Club streaming platform and YouTube page. The three-hour special was taped last week following AEW's Dynamite and Rampage tapings at the Save Mart Center in Fresno, California. Included are an in-ring speech from former ROH colleague Adam Cole and video tributes to Briscoe's career. Matches taped for the special include ROH World Champion Claudio Castagnoli against Christopher Daniels, ROH Pure Champion Wheeler Yuta against Higane Shino, ROH Women's Champion Athena against Madison Rayne, and Eddie Kingston against QT Marshall, among others. In ratings news, AEW Dynamite last Wednesday night on TBS drew its largest audience since the October 5th third anniversary episode and also exceeded 1 million viewers for the first time since that episode as well, according to Showbuzz Daily. The total audience for the show, which featured a tribute to the late Jay Briscoe, was 1.003 million, up 3.5% from last week's 969,000. The rating in the key 18 to 49-year-old demographic was 0.32, translating to 417,000 viewers and exceeding last week's key demo rating of 0.31, according to WrestleNomics. Dynamite came in third place for the week on cable TV in the key demographic for the second week in a row. According to Post Wrestling, among English-language viewers in Canada, Dynamite averaged 124,000 viewers and 67,500 in the 25 to 54-year-old demographic on TSN2. The numbers are the largest Canadian audience for Dynamite since September 7, 2022, for the episode following All Out. In more AEW news, combat sports streaming service DAZN announced yesterday that it's now the exclusive carrier of all AEW programming across 42 different markets in Europe and Asia. The multi-year agreement calls for DAZN to stream all AEW pay-per-views as well as AEW Dynamite, Rampage, Battle of the Belts, Dark, and Dark Elevation in countries including Hungary, Iceland, Greece, Romania, Ukraine, Turkey, Sweden, Poland, Portugal, and the Czech Republic, among many others. Moving to WWE news, the company announced yesterday the third class of its college athletes they've signed to Name, Image, and Likeness, or NIL, agreements, a field of 15 potential future signees, which includes Georgia softball player Georgia Fields, the sister of Chicago Bears quarterback Justin Fields. Other signees include two-time All-American wrestler at Penn State Greg Kirkvillette, four-time NCAA champion thrower from Arizona State Turner Washington, and NCAA hurdles champion Aliyah Armstrong. The group also includes four football players and WWE's first NIL signees from soccer, tennis, and women's wrestling. WWE's NIL program, which identifies potential future WWE talent and can be the first step to a developmental contract, was begun in 2021 with the signing of Olympic gold medalist wrestler Gable Stevenson. In Impact Wrestling news, five-time former Knockouts champion Tara stepped into an Impact ring for the first time in nearly a decade on last night's edition of Impact Wrestling on Access TV, featuring matches taped on January 14th at Center Stage Theater in Atlanta. Announced as the surprise tag team partner of Giselle Shaw, Tara then turned on her partner during the match, causing them to lose to Knockouts tag team champions, the Death Dolls.
Strikes!
Wait, you can't just leave your partner.
I think Shaw's earned it. I think Shaw's earned it to go it alone.
Oh, come on now.
And now the Death Dolls. The Sick Driver. The assist by Valkyrie. Jessica, the cover. Nice try, Giselle.
Real name Lisa Marie Verone, Tara was best known as Victoria in WWE, where she was also a two-time women's champion in the early 2000s. She stepped away from full-time competition after leaving Impact in 2013 and had not wrestled since her one-off appearance in the 2021 Women's Royal Rumble. In other results from last night's Impact, world champion Josh Alexander pinned Shelton John. Rich Swann won a six-man elimination match. Brian Myers and Matt Cardona defeated Ace Austin and Chris Bay. Kushida and Kevin Knight beat Jason Hotch and John Skyler. And Trey Miguel retained the X Division title against 73-year-old Mike Jackson. And before we leave you today, we'd like to remind you that however you consume your content, you can find the wrestling news 24 hours a day and 7 days a week across social media. On Twitter, follow us at Wrestling News AV. Our Facebook page is also Wrestling News AV. The wrestling news can also be found on the Arcadian Vanguard YouTube page. And for those who utilize Amazon Echo devices, just tell Alexa to play the Wrestling News podcast. And remember to make sure you add podcast at the end. Once again, for daily updates, breaking news, and more, follow the wrestling news across social media. And that's the news for today. If anything happens, we will be here to tell you about it. No clickbait, no paywall, just the wrestling news. The Wrestling News is a division of Arcadian Vanguard, and the Wrestling Newscast is a production of the Arcadian Vanguard Podcast Network.